Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Nun Vav. Yes, it's Hashem. We're going to do Daf Nun Vav today and finish off the Perek, the beautiful seventh Perek of Nazir, Kohen Gadol. Now, we remind ourselves in yesterday's shiur, we had a statement from Rav Chista. Rav Chista had said, and you can find this on Nun Hei Omid Aleph, Amar Rav Chista, Lo Shanu Ella Bin Yezirus Mu'etes. We had learned in our Mishnah yesterday that a Nazir doesn't count the days that he is a Mitzora Mukhlat, he's a definitive Mitzora, and during the days of Yemei Sifro, the days when he becomes tar from being a Mitzora. It doesn't knock off the previous, this Tumah of Tzaraz doesn't knock off the previous days that he had counted, but you can't count those days, what's called Yemei Gomro or Yemei Huchlato, as well as the Yemei Sifro, the definitive days that he's a Nazir, as well as the seven-day Tahara period when he has a Taglachas at the beginning of that 7 days and a Taglachas at the end of that 7 days. One cannot count that towards the days of his Naziris. However, Rav Chista had said that is only true, Lo Shanu, that we can't count them, Ella b'Nezirus Mu'etis, when you're doing a short Nezirus, which we want to assume right now is a 30-day Nezirus, the Stam Nezirus Shloshim Yom. However, Abo b'Nezirus Meruba, but if you're dealing with a longer Nezirus, we'll see it means a period of time that would allow you to have still 30 days left of your Nezirus, so you could have a full taglachas, so then in that situation, when you're dealing with what we call a Nezirus Meruba, so Mislak Nami Salkinle, you do count the days of Yemei Gumro and Yemei Sifro. You do count those days in the Nezirus. So, now let us begin 2 lines from the bottom on Nunhei Omud Beis. Yesterday we brought down already one question against Rav Chista, and we resolved that, and now we bring down Mosiv Rami Bar Chama. 2 lines in the bottom, Nun Hei Amud Beis. Rami Bar Chama asked the following Shaila from this Mishnah. This Mishnah we're going to learn in the next parak in a few days, so we're not going to discuss it fully now, we'll discuss it quite a bit, but we'll wait to discuss some aspects of it till we get to Daf Nun Tes. So Rami Bar Chama quotes this Mishnah and he says, the Mishnah tells us, Nazir Shahaya Tomei Bisofik. If a Nazir was Tomei, possibly, we're not sure, did or didn't come into contact with Tumas Meis that would make him require a Taglachas Tuma. And as well, he was Umuchla Bisofik. And likewise, he has another Sofik, was he a Mitzora Muchlat or not? So we're dealing over here, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes, he's dealing with a case where a person is a Vadai Nazir, he definitely is a Nazir, and there is a question of did he become Tomei with something that would require a Taglachas Tuma, and as well, was he a Mitzora that was Mukhla, that would require him to go through the Mitzora Tahara process. And we turn to Nunvavim and Aleph. In this situation, Ochel V'Kotshim only Li'achar Shishim Yom, V'Shose Yayin U'Metame L'Meisim Li'achar Me'avi Esrim Yom. Now, that's a mouthful. We just said quite a bit, and we're going to spend a lot of the rest of the shir and most of this Amud Aleph or Nunvav Amud Aleph talking about this. So, again, let's set up the case and go through it. This Tosos that discusses this is actually found on Nunhei Amud Beis. And I'm not going to do a lot inside today. We'll do it mostly outside and try to just follow along as best as you can. We're going to do it somewhat superficially. We're going to save a lot of the details of the korbanos to be discussed on Daf Nun Tes, and we're going to do this just talking about when you are able to now become doing your taglachas and eat kotchim, and when you can go and, from the Nazir point of view, now no longer be restricted from wine and be allowed to be metame lemesim. Now, it tells us the first statement, Ochel b'kotchim li'achar shishim yom. You're allowed to go and eat kotchim after 60 days. Now, normally, if a Nazir goes and takes upon himself a Stam Nezirus of 30 days, and that's what we're dealing over here with, a Stam Nezirus of 30 days. So after, during his Nezirus, he's allowed to eat Kachim, no problem. So the fact that he's a Nazir doesn't prevent him from eating Kachim, certainly allowed to. If he's a Nazir Tomei, obviously during the days of his Tumah, he's not allowed to eat Tumas Meis, he's not allowed to go and eat Kachim. So that's clear, he'll have to finish off his being a Nazir Tomei, do the Tahara process, the Taglachas Tumah process, and only then would he be allowed to eat kachim after that, even though he hasn't completed his Naziris, because when you become Tomei to a space, it knocks off your entire days that you counted beforehand, and he'd have to restart his count. So that would teach us that if a Nazir became Tomei, so as soon as his 7 days of Tahara were done, he had the Mehazov, the Chatos, on the Shlishi and Shvi, went to the Mikvah, so then on day 7, he would be Tohar from Tumas Meis, on day 8, he would bring his Korbanos, and we already had a discussion, could he or could he not go and start his Naziris. So Reuven says he starts Naziris on day 7. The Chacham says he starts after he brings his Korbanos on day 8. In any event, he's tar. He can now go and eat from Kachim. That's in a case where it just was Naziris Betumah. But if he was a Mitzorah is not allowed to eat Kachim either. And the Mitzorah has to undergo his Taglachas, which is at the beginning of the Yemei Sifro, and at the end of Yemei Sifro. And again, remind ourselves, there's a difference between the taglachas that a Nazir undergoes, which is just the head, and the taglachas that a Mitzorah undergoes, which is an entire body shaving. In any event, the Mishnah teaches us that if you are a Nazir, and it's a question whether you're a Tomei Meis, and a question whether you're a Mitzorah Mukhla, so then you're going to have to delay eating Kachim till after 60 days. Why is that? Because we have to always assume the worst-case scenario. If, in fact, you were a Mitzorah, so you cannot eat Kachim until you become tar from that, so that's going to be a minimum of 7 days, even if right now you're a Mitzorah Mukhlat, so you certainly can't eat it, but then if you had the lesions go away, and it's declared that it's gone away by the Kohen, then you would do your first taglachas of your Mitzorah to start the Yemei Sifro, the 7-day count. You would then do a second taglachas at the conclusion of the 7-day count. You would then have to bring your korbanos on the 8th day, and until then you're a Mechuser Kippurim, and you wouldn't be allowed to go and eat Kachim. So under normal circumstances, the Mitzorah would have whatever period of time he has for being Mitzorah Mukhla, he certainly can't eat Kachim then. But then, once he becomes Tahar, the lesion has gone away, he has to undergo the 7-day Yemei Sifro process and will be able to eat Kachim at that point in time. But we're not sure if he's a Mitzorah. So therefore, he's not allowed to do the Taglachas, the first or the second one of Yemei Sifro, until we finish his Naziris. Because if he's a Nazir and he's not a Mitzorah, again, he's only a Safik, whether he's a Mitzorah Mukhla, he's not allowed to do Taglachas because he's a Nazir. So he can't do his first Taglachas for his being a Mitzorah Mukhlat, who's now becoming Tahar, until he's counted 30 days of Naziris. Because a Nazir is not allowed to do a Taglachas. And if he was a Mitzorah Mukhlat, the Nazir can do a Taglachas. That, as we had pointed out, goes and pushes aside the Naziris and allows him to do his required Mitzorah Taglachas. But here, we're not sure if it's required or not. So the first thing he has to do is count 30 days after he becomes declared by the Kohen to no longer have the lesion. So before he can start his taglachas at the beginning of the Yemei Sifro, he has to count 30 days of his Naziris. And now, Mimonavshach, if in fact he wasn't a Mitzorah, so now he goes and counts his taglachas of Naziris. If in fact he was a Mitzorah, this would be theoretically his first taglachas of his Mitzorah status to become Yemei Sifro, the first taglachas. So therefore, there has to be a minimum of 30 days. But now, he can't do his second taglachas after 7 more days. Because in fact, maybe he wasn't a Mitzorah, and in fact he was Tomei. And if he was Tomei, so then this period of time, this first 30 days, he had to become Tar from his Tumas Meis, so he underwent Hazor and Shlishi and Shvi, went to the Mikvah. He doesn't bring any Korbanos because it's only a Sofek, and you can't bring Korbanos al Sofek, but he has to wait until the 30 days are over because maybe he isn't a Nazir Tomei and it's just his regular Naziris. And as we had said, maybe it's a Sofek Mitzorah. So he now has to count another 30 days because in case he was a Nazir Tomei, so he knocked off his entire Naziris and has to count his 30 days Naziris again. Because in fact, if he was a Nazir Tomei, it knocked off any days that he counted and he's only restarting now on day 31. So therefore, his Naziris now is going to take 30 more days because he can't do his second taglachas of Mitzorah because maybe he wasn't a Mitzorah and in fact he was a Nazir Tomei and now he's in his Naziris and he can't do a taglachas al Sofik during this Naziris period of time. So he has to count another 30 days for what would be completion of his Naziris Tahara. So that's the worst case scenario. We don't know what he was, so we have to assume everything. So the first 30 days, we have to assume that maybe he was any one of those options. Maybe it was a Nazir Tar, maybe it was a Nazir Tomei, maybe it was a Mitzorah Mukhla, maybe he wasn't. So therefore, he has to count 30 days. He then has to count another 30 days, because in case he was just Tomei, so this would be his days of 30 days of Naziris that he's now counting. If, in fact, he wasn't Tomei, so this would now be, if he was a Mitzorah, he would now do, at the end of day 60, his second taglachas at the end of Yemei Sifro. So while there's normally 7 days of Yemei Sifro, that's a minimum. it's not a maximum. You're allowed to do the taglachas beyond 7 days. So that's an important fact about a metzora. You do the taglachas at the beginning of the Yemei Sifro. Normally it's 7 days of Yemei Sifro, and you do the taglachas at the conclusion of that, and then you bring your korbanos on day 8. But in this situation, you couldn't do it after 7 days because maybe you were still in your Naziris. So therefore, you have to wait until the end of the second 30-day period of time. Now, Mimanashach, if you were a Nazir that was Tahar, so then you finished your Naziris. If you were a Nazir that was Tameh, you finished your Naziris. And if you were a Mitzora Mukhlad, so now you're doing your second Taglachas. So therefore, now we understand Ochel B'Kachim L'Yachas Shishim Yom, because you bring your Kabanos that a Mitzora who's Mukhlad, who's gone through Yemei Sifro, and the second Taglachas has to bring, and now you're no longer Mechusa Kippurim, and you can eat Kachim. So that's why Kachim can be eaten only after 60 days. And why is the second statement of the Mishnah, Bishosa Yayin Matam Elamesim Li Achar Me'ev Esrim Yom, why do you have to wait till 120 days to end your Naziris? Because you have to assume the worst case scenario again. Let's assume you really were a Mitzora Mukhlad. So then, you only have concluded your Mitzora Mukhlad days at the end of 60 days of counting with you doing your second taglachas. So now you have to start your Naziris. But maybe you were a Nazir Tameh. So therefore, if you were a Nazir Tameh, so then this taglachas that you just did was to conclude your Naziris of Tumah. And therefore, now you have to restart again your Naziris of Tahara. And therefore, in this situation, a person has to go and count another 30 days to go and take care of the possibility that he was a Nazir Tameh and that he was a Mitzora Mukhlad. So therefore, he has to count another 30 days. This Tumah that he has, he can't do a Taglachas because maybe, he can't do a Taglachas before the 30 days are over because maybe, in fact, he's not Tumah. And therefore, he's just counting his regular 30 days of Naziris, and you're not allowed to do a Taglachas during that 30-day period of time. So therefore, he has to count another 30 days, we're now up to day 90, and then he does a Taglachas at that point in time to conclude what may have been a Nazir Tumah period of time, and a Taglachas Tumah. And now, since if he was Tameh, it knocks off all of his preceding days, he now finally does his Naziris B'Tahara. Here, there's no longer any question. If he was Tameh, he's taking care of it. If he was a Mitzora Mukhlad, he's taking care of it. So now, from day 90 to day 120, he does his Naziris Tahara, the minimal amount of Naziris that he took upon himself, Stam Naziris Shloshim Yom, and then at the conclusion of that, he does his regular Taglachas and brings the Karbanos that a regular Nazir brings, the Ola, the Chatos, and the Shlomim, and now the Naziris is over. The show say Yayin with Tamil Mason because the Naziris is over after 120 days. Now, that's the Mishnah. We haven't yet gotten to the question that we're asking over here that Rami Bacham is asking. He's just quoting the Mishnah. Now, Vitani Allah, the Brisa commenting on this Mishnah said, under what circumstances was the Mishnah talking about? It was talking about Naziris Wetis. It was talking about the Stam Naziris of 30 days. But the same exact thing would apply with a Naziris that was Meruba, a long Naziris. So, for example, the Brisa says, if the person had taken upon himself a Naziris, not Stam Naziris, but a 1 year Naziris, Avol B'Naziris Bas Shana, the person said, I want to become a Nazir for a year. Now he has to start counting a year's worth of Naziris. However, then in that situation, it's a suffix, did he become Tomei with Tumas Meis that would require a Taglachas Tumah of Naziris? And as well, it's a suffix, whether he was a Mitzora Mukhlot or not. So now, we'll have the same exact thing as we had before, except not dealing with the Stam Naziris of 30 days, but everything is going to be a Naziris of 1 year. So before we had 4 times 30 days that he had to count, now we're going to have to count 4 times 1 year. So in this situation where he took upon himself Naziris for a year, so the Brisa says he'll only be able to eat kachim, ochel b'kachim li'achar shtei shanim. This is the equivalent of after 60 days. He'll have to have 2 years because, again, all the reasons that we said before, we have to be always concerned about everything. So maybe he's really a Nazir who's Tahar at this point in time, and therefore he's not a Mitzora and he can't do a Taglachas. So he has to wait to count the whole year. Then he can do the first Taglachas possibly for a Mitzora. He waits a whole year for doing the second Taglachas. Again, we pointed out it's 7 days as a minimum, but could be longer than that. At the end of the second year, he'll do a second Taglachas for Mitzora, but maybe he wasn't a Mitzora. He really is a Nazir, so he can't do the Taglachas Tumah now. He has to count again. If he was Tumah, he knocked off everything, so he has to go account another year, and then that would be a taglachas tum at the end of the third year, and finally he does his Naziris for 1 year at the end of the fourth year, and then he would be able to be Shosa Yayin Matam Lamesim after 4 years. So therefore, Ocha Bukosh Lachash Day Shanim and the Shosa Yayin Matam Lamesim Liacha Arba Shanim. Fine. That's really reiterating the same thing. There's no difference between the idea of 30 days versus 1 year. The numbers are just going to be different, but the concepts are all the same. Now we finally get to Rabbi Rahama's question. He says, if Rav Chisda is right, the Rav Chisda says, V'solke daitoch, solkin le yome. If Rav Chisda is correct in saying that the days of Yemei Hechleto, or Yemei Gomro, and Yemei Sefiro, do in fact count in the Naziris Meruba, well, this Naziris of Bas Shana is definitely a Naziris Meruba, so in this situation, he shouldn't have to go and wait 4 years. In fact, Tiskele should be sufficient with just Bishalosh Shanim Ushloshim Yom. Then he would only need 3 years and 30 days. And why is that? The reasoning is because if he indeed was just a Metzora and he wasn't Tameh, he only had the Tumah from Tzaras, but he didn't have the Tumah of Tumas Meis, so then according to Rav Chisda, after he completed his second year, and does the second taglachas, so then he's definitely done with his tzaras. And therefore, if in fact he wasn't tamei, so then he's allowed to go and count those days of his tzaras for his year of Naziris. So then theoretically, he could go and say, I'm going to now do a taglachas of Naziris, and I'll only need to grow my hair for 30 days. He just did his second taglachas for his Metzora, so he needs to have 30-day growth to do his taglachas for his Naziris, and therefore, he should just have to wait another 30 days. But he can't go do his taglachas after 2 years and 30 days, because maybe he was an Nazir Tameh. But at this point in time, all he has to do his taglachas Tumah, and then count one more year. So therefore, he should in fact be, according to Rav Chisda, allowed to just do 3 years and 30 days, and then do his taglachas of Tahara at the end of that period of time, and not have to wait till the end of the fourth year. If Rav Chisda is right, that should be the case. Since the Braisa clearly tells us that's not the case, Rami Bar Chama says Rav Chisda is wrong. And we have schlugged up Rav Chisda, time number one. Now we're going to schlug up Rav Chisda one more time. Ravashi. For Od Masiv Ravashi, Ravashi also schlugs up Rav Chisda from the following Braisa. This Braisa is going to continue almost for the rest of this year as well. And this Braisa says, Ein li elo yemei tumah, she'ein olin lo min haminyan. We know that the Torah tells us that if a Metzora has tumah of tumas meis, so then any days that he counted are soser, they're knocked off. And this is the psukim that tell us that Yemei Tumah ain't olu lo min haminyan. The days that a Nazir is Tamei, Tumas Meis don't count in his Naziris, he has to start again. But Yemei Chiluto Minayin. How do we know that the days that he's a Cholut, he's a definitive Metzora, they also don't count for his Naziris? Now, they aren't Soser, but they don't count for his Naziris. So how do we know that? So the Gemara says it's Kav HaChomer. Dinhu, the Braisa says that this is a Kav HaChomer. What's the Kav HaChomer? If you may Tumah, Megaleach, Umevi, Karbon, if a Nazir is Tameh, and at the conclusion, when he becomes Tar from his Tumas Meis, he has to go do a Taglachas and bring the Karbanos, the two bird offerings, the Ola and the Chatas, as well as the Osham, the animal offering Osham. So certainly, Vimei Chiluto, Megaleach, Umevi, Karbon, after his definitive Metzora status is ended, so he does his first taglachas, and at the end of the 7 days, he does his second taglachas and brings a karban. So therefore, these are comparable. So if the din of a Nazir Tamei is comparable to the din of a Metzora Mukhlat, who undergoes his taglachas, so just like Mayimei Tumaso ain't olam in a minyan, just like the days that a Nazir is Tamei don't count, and even more than that, it's Soser, they certainly don't count. So too, Af Yemei Chiluto ain't olu min haminyan. So the days that he is a definitive Metzora, a Metzora Mukhlat, Yemei Gomro, they don't count towards his counting of his Naziris. Fine. That's the Kav HaChomer that the Braisa wants to be for, but the more questions, he says, no, that's not a good Kav HaChomer. Lo, how can you compare the two? Im Armas be made Tumah, so if you're telling me that the days of Tumah, of Tumas Meis don't count, Shekein, Mevatel, Behemes HaKomen, they're so ser all the days beforehand. That's why they don't count, because it's so strong that it not only can't count for itself, but it even knocks off the days that he already counted. But Yemei Chaluto don't knock off. The Metzora doesn't knock off the days that he counted previously in his Aziris. Shekem Evatel HaSekodin only applies to Yemei Tuma. Can you say the same thing? Tuma Yemei Chaluto She'ein Evatel HaSekodin that don't knock it off? And therefore, it's not a good Kabbalah Homer. You can't say, well, just like a Nazir who's Tomei, his days don't count, so to Metzora who's in his days of Gomro, in his days of Huchlat, he's definitive and sorry, they don't count. No, you can't bring me this Kal v'chomer, because a Nazir is stricter with Tumah because it knocks off the previous days, whereas the Mitzorah status doesn't knock off the previously counted days. So we've discarded that Kal v'chomer. So Gemara tries again. It says this could be the Kal v'chomer. Amr's Kal v'chomer who, from the following, let this be the Kal v'chomer to teach us that the days of a Mitzorah, that he's Yemei Gomro, the days that he's a Mitzorah Muchlat, don't count. This will be the Kal v'chomer. What is that? We learned previously, earlier in the Masechta, Uman Nazir Bekever. If a Nazir is taking upon himself Naziris while he's in a cemetery, right? So he's a regular person, he's not a Nazir, he's in a cemetery, and for whatever the reason, he says, I'm now taking upon myself Stam Naziris of 30 days or whatever period of time Naziris. He's in the cemetery, so it can't get counted. It can't start the days of his Naziris while he's Tameh. But he doesn't have to go and do a Taglachas Tumah in this situation. He does have to become Tar, but he doesn't do a Taglachas Tumah. So in this situation, Uman Nazir Bekever, Shesaro Royal Taglachas Naziris, since he doesn't have to cut his hair, that hair that he has at that point in time, once he becomes Tar, he has to get out of the cemetery, go through the seven-day Tahara process with the Hazor Yimei Shlishi Ushvi, go to the Mikvah, and then start his Naziris B'Tahara, but the hair doesn't have to be cut, and there are no Kabbalas that are brought from Taglachas Tumah. So his hair is royal at Taglachas Naziris. At the end of 30 days, once he becomes Tar, he can take one haircut, and it's the hair that was on his head while he was Tameh in the Kever, so in the cemetery, so that saro is royal taglachas aziris. So, nevertheless, ein olam and aminyan, nevertheless, all the days that he was tameh, they don't count for his aziris. So, certainly, kal v'chomer, yemei chiluto, if the nazir is also a mitzora muchlot, she'ein saro royal taglachas aziris, the hair on his head will not be good for his aziris because he has to cut off all the hair on his head to complete his tahara process of his tzoras. So, ein saro royal taglachas aziris. And therefore, lo kol shekein, that it shouldn't be able to count those days towards his Naziris. Now, the ein li ela yemei chiluto, so that would be the days that he was in Mitzorah Muchlat. What about yemei sifro minayin? What about the 7 days after he becomes free of the lesion and he can start counting the 7 day process? He does the taglachas at the beginning of the 7 days, does the taglachas at the end of the 7 days, and now is able to bring his korbanos of tzoras, and he's no longer Mechusu Kippurim. How do we know that those days also don't count? You may sit for me nine that they don't count. So that's another Kal v'chomer, v'dinhu. And we turn to Nunvav Omid Beis. What's this Kal v'chomer? Ma yimei chiluto ton taglachas. After he's a Mitzora Muchlot, he has to have a taglachas at the beginning of the Yimei Sifro, and he has to have taglachas at the end of the Yimei Sifro. So ma yimei chiluto ton taglachas. At the conclusion of his Mitzora Muchlot period of time, he does a taglachas. So too, at Yimei Sifro, so too, at the end of his Yemei Sifro, he has to do a Taglachas as well. And Uma Yemei Chiluto Ein Olam Min Aminyan, just like the Yemei Muchlot, the Yemei Gomro, they don't count towards his Naziris. So too, Af Yemei Sifro, because it also requires a Taglachas at the conclusion of it, also don't count towards the Naziris. I, Yochol Af Yemei Hesgeiro Kein. I might have thought that if a Mitzorah is not a definitive Mitzorah, person gets a lesion, goes to the Kohen says, not clear whether this is a tzaras or not. If he says not tzaras, fine. Then never got even a question of tzaras. But if the Kohen says it's unclear whether this is a lesion of tzaras, we have to put you in isolation, what's called hesker, for 7 days. And then at the end of the 7 days, we'll re-examine it again. If the lesion has posha, it's changed, it's diminished, so then you're no longer mitzora, you don't have to do anything else, that's it, end of the discussion. If the lesion has become a definitive tzaras lesion, so then they declare him a mitzora muchlat. Well, the third option is, we still don't know, and you have to have another week of hesker, another week of isolation, of quarantine. So, I might have said, just like the Yemei Chiluto, the Yemei Gomro, and the Yemei Sifro don't count towards the Naziris count, so too, Yochol Af Yemei Hesker Okein, that 1 or 2 weeks that he's in Hesker, they also shouldn't count. And we should say it's because of a Kal v'chomer, Vadin Noseng, because Cholut Mitame Mishka V'Moshav, a Mitzora who is definitive, he's Cholut, definitely can't be Metzorah. So then he's Metame, what we call Mishkav Umoshav. Anything that he sits upon, lies upon, is supported by, that becomes an Avatuma. This is Tumas Medris, Mishkav Umoshav. And that's true by a Metzorah Mukhlat, and it's also true by a Metzorah who is Musgar, who is in Hesker. Bimei Hesgero, also Metame Mishkav Umoshav. This period of time, when he's a Sofek, is he a Metzorah Mukhlat or not, he still has the Tumah of a Metzorah. So Yemei Hesgero and Yemei Hechleto, they both have the same Tumah of Mishkav Umoshav. So therefore, Im lamarto libei chiluto shein olam ben aminyan af yimei hiskeru ein olam ben aminyan. Let us make the kal v'chomer that if during the days when he's the definitive mitzorah that doesn't count, so too the days when he is in hesker as a mitzorah that shouldn't count. And that's our what we call our din by din nosi. Now I said before it's kal v'chomer. It's not really kal v'chomer. It's really a binyan av. So therefore, just like the din is found by a mitzorah mukhla, so too the din should be by a mitzorah muskar. But Gemara says, no, I'm a slow. You can't say that binyan av over here. Why not? Because there's a difference between a mitzorah muskar and a mitzorah mukhla. Because im amis bimei chiluto, if the mitzorah mukhla, during the days of chiluto, the day of gomro, so shekein chiluto, ton taglacha, so maybe carbon, at the conclusion of the mitzorah mukhla period of time, he has to undergo the yimei sifra with the taglachas at the beginning and the taglachas at the end. And then he has to bring karbanos. So that's why it doesn't count. Lefikach ein olim, because it's so strict, but it's not so strict for a mitzorah who's only muskar, he's only in hesker, in quarantine, in isolation. Tomei bim heskero, would you say the same thing applies to the mitzorah muskar? No, because she'ain ton taglachas, he doesn't have to do taglachas if he's found not to be tomei, they ain't no maybe carbon, and he doesn't bring any korbanos. So therefore, you can't make a binyanab, because a binyanab would say only if all things are equal. But if one has a strictness to it, then you can't make that a binyanab, the things that don't have that strictness. So the mukhlat has the strictness. Yes, it's both the tamei mishkav umoshav, but the mukhlat also has a taglachas and korbanos, whereas the muskar doesn't have that. So therefore, you can't make a binyan out of it. And therefore, lefikoch yalu leminyan. And therefore, the days that a mitzorah is muskar and he's an azir, those days actually do count. Now, obviously, if he'll become a mitzorah mukhlat, then we'll have to stop the count. But if he doesn't become a mitzorah mukhlat, in fact, he's declared to be tar, so then he just keeps on counting his aziris and never stopped. And therefore, based upon this, the Braisa concludes, Mikan Amru, Yimei Sifro, Yimei Gemaro, that the days of the 7-day count to become tar after his tzaras is declared over, and Yimei Gemaro, during the days that he was a Mitzorah Mukhla, ain't Olam Minya. Those days don't count towards his Naziris. So let's say he counted 20 days, and then he became a Mitzorah, so he keeps the 20 days in the bank. He doesn't go and lose them, but he can't continue to count. Let's say he had a 100-day Naziris to count, so he's still at day 20 when his Tzaraas is declared over, and he goes through the conclusion of Yemei Gomro and the Yemei Sifro, so then he picks up his next day after he brings the Korbanos, and he's no longer Mechus Kippurim, so then he'll pick up, and he'll count day number 21. So Mikan Amru, Yemei Sifro, Yemei Gomro, ain't no Lomim, and they don't count. They're not Sosa, but they don't count. Whereas, Avo, Yemei Hazav, the days of Azav, or Azava, or the Hesgero Shel Metzorah, Metzorah Musgar, they do count. Hare Elu Olin Lo. That is the Braisa. Now we finally get to Ravashi's question on Rav Chisda. Master Ravashi, now we finally get to it. Tani Mias, we said in this Braisa, and now we're really going to be quoting the incorrect part of the Braisa, but this is just like a Dibur HaMaskil. And we're really going to be in the Raya from the Nazir in the Kever case. In any event, Tani Mias, we quote the Braisa. Lo, we had said, Im amris bein tumah shekim avato ben asakod min, tomi bein chiluto. We said that Yemei tumah of a nazir, of tumah smeis, are different than the Yemei chiluto. Fine. But then we bring down in the Braisa, and we don't have a vechule over here, but it's as if you had a vechule over here, and we said, the nazir in the kever, that should be the kal v'chomer. Uman nazir bekever, saro, roi l'taglachas nazirus, ain olam in a minyan, so Yemei Chiluto, certainly, she ain't sarah royal in taglachas the zeros lo kol shekein. So that kal v'chomer is going to slug up Rav Chisda. B'mai, what were we talking about over there? Ilema b'naziris muetis, if you're talking about only a 30-day naziris, so then it doesn't simply get recounted. You need 30 days. So therefore, that can't be what it's talking about, because you need it to have at least 30 days. You can't just pick up right where you left off. You need 30 days. Elalab, where does it say that you just pick off where you left off? As we pointed out, Elalab, the Naziris Meruba. But, uktani shein olu lo min haminyan. Alma lo salkin le. We see that those days don't count. We said you just pick up from where you left off, but the days of Gomro and the days of Sfira don't count. But according to Reb Chista, they do count because it's in Aziris Meruba. What do you see from here? Alma lo salkin le. They don't count. And here's our second kasha on Reb Chista and Shema Mina. We've proven Reb Chista wrong a second time. I know that was quite complicated, but the beauty of the Daf Yomi is that you can chazer it over at your leisure, but we're going to move on. Okay, next Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says the name of Yeshua. Stam Rabbi Yeshua, as the Mefarish points out, is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. He is the major Bali Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer. Some don't have the gear, so here Rabbi Eliezer, they say it's Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't be quoting Rabbi Yeshua. In any event, this statement was made in the name of Yeshua ben Chananya. That's what our Mishnah is telling us. Kol tumah min hameis shenazir migaleich aleha. Any one of the tumas that we've learned in the previous Mishnah that we had, what we call the Reisha Mishnah, back on Daf Mentes. So any one of those types of tumas meis that requires a nazir to undergo a taglachas tumah, kol tumah min hameis shenazir migaleich aleha. So then, in that situation, the equivalent tumah would be chayiv in aleha al bias mikdash. You wouldn't be allowed to enter into the base of mikdash if you had such a tumah upon you. Now, this is true not only for a nazir, this is true for anybody. So it's just telling us a parallel din, that if you have those types of tumah for which a nazir has to undergo a taglachas tumah for, so then if you have that type of tumah, it's awesome for you to go into the base of mikdash. If you go in there intentionally, you chayiv koris. If you go in there unintentionally, so then, Yechayev a carbon ole v'yorid, chatas ole v'yorid. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Then it tells us the second Mishnah that we've learned, the Mishnah that we had on Daf Mem Dalet. So that Mishnah, which taught us what we call the Sefer of the Mishnah from Mem Tes. So we had said there, the whole Tumah min hameis she'ein a nazir megaleach aleha. We had said those were a whole bunch of situations where the nazir doesn't do a taglachas Tumah, even though they may become Tomei. Midaraisa or midarabanan, but they don't do a taglachas tumah. The whole tumah min hameis ain't a nazir megaleach aleha. So then ain't chayiv aleha abias mikdash. Those types of tumah, a person is not going to be chayiv koris for if he goes into the base hamikdash. That is the statement that Rabbi Lezer made in the name of Yeshua ben Chananya. And to this, Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, "No, that's not true. Lo tehei zu kala min hasheretz. How can you say this? That if the nazir doesn't have to do a taglachas, so if he comes into contact with that type of a tumah, he's allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash? That can't be, because tumah sheretz, you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So how can these types of tumah be more lenient than tumas sheretz?" That's Rav Meir's statement, and now we begin the Gemara. Gemara tells us, really? This statement was made, Rabbi Eliezer, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya? Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Gomar La? Really? V'ha Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamul Gomar La? This statement had an intermediary Tana in between. It was Rabbi Eliezer, as we'll see, who said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamul, and only did Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamul say the name of Yeshua ben Chananya. So the Gemara is questioning the language that we use in the Mishnah. How can you tell me that Rabbi Eliezer said the name of Yeshua ben Chananya? He said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamul. And how do we know that? The Tana, because it said the Favorish in the Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, Kisholati la Ardaskia, that's the name of a place. Rabbi Eliezer went to a certain town called Ardaskia, and Motsasi, I found over there, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Peser Rosh, that's the name. Mefarish says Peser Rosh was his name. I found Yeshua ben Peser Rosh, Shayoshe Vidon, Lifnei Rabbi Meir, Balocha. And he was sitting and learning in front of Rabbi Meir. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir, and he was sitting and learning there in front of Rabbi Meir. And he said, this Rabbi Yeshua ben Peser Rosh said, called tumah min hameis she'enos megaleach aleha. He said, basically, our Mishnah, any tumah that the meis would go and do a taglachas tumah on, so chayavim lemishum bias mikdash, our Mishnah. And he had said, called tumah min hameis she'enos megaleach aleha, our Mishnah, those previously discussed cases where the nazir doesn't do a taglachas tumah, ain't chayavim aleha bishum bias mikdash. That's exactly the statement of our Mishnah. And to that, Rav Meir responded, just like he did in our Mishnah over here. On the Lord, Rav Meir said to him, Alte zu kalim in hasheretz. Don't tell me that those types of tumah that he knows he doesn't have to do taglachas on, he's allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, because tumah sheretz, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So why would these tumahs be allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash? They can't be more lenient than tumah sheretz. Now, that's essentially re-quoting our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer heard that in Amarti Lo, and he said to this Rabbi Yeshua ben Peser Rosh, who said this in front of Rav Meir, Klum Atoboki b'Rabbi Yeshua bar Ma'amol. Have you ever heard of the great Rabbi Yeshua bar Ma'amol? And Amali Hen, this Rabbi Yeshua ben Peter Rosh, a lot of Rabbi Yeshua's over here, Rabbi Yeshua ben Peter Rosh said to Rabbi Eliezer, yes, I have heard about Rabbi Yeshua bar Ma'amol. And Rabbi Eliezer then said, Kach Omerli, this is what I heard myself from Rabbi Yeshua bar Ma'amol, Rabbi Yeshua bar Ma'amol, who said it over Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. This Rabbi Yeshua bar Ma'amol said over this man, the name of Yeshua ben Chananya, Kol Tumim Min Hameisha, Noz Megaleach Leo, Chayv Olam Mishum Bias Kodesh, Kol Tumim Min Hameisha, Ein, Hanoz Megaleach Leo, Ein Chayv Olam Mishum Bias Mikdosh. So I heard exactly like you quoted before Rabbi Meir put in his comment, I heard that said over in the name of Rabbi Yeshua bar Ma'amol, who said it over the name of Yeshua ben Chananya. Here's the bottom line. We're not interested in the machlokis as much as we are interested in the people that it was said in their name. You said in our Mishnah, it was Rabbi Eliezer saying the name of Yeshua ben Chananya, Stam Rabbi Yeshua, but really it was Rabbi Eliezer saying the name of Yeshua bar Ma'amol, and he said it in the name of Yeshua. Why didn't you attribute our Mishnah exactly? So where it says, Heavy Mishum, Yeshua bar Ma'amol, Gomelet. You're right, 100%. Rabbi Eliezer learned it from Yeshua bar Ma'amol. And, however, the rabbi said, Amru, Shema Mino, we see from here, Kol Shema Yisra, the Misamra, Bevei Tlosa. If you're saying over a Memra, and it's said over the name of A, and then B, and then C, so A said in the name of B, and B said in the name of C, so you're not required to list all the people. We've learned many, many times, Homer Dov Shema Amro, maybe Gula Liolam, a very famous idea that you should always say over a Vart, in the name of the person who taught it to you. I often sometimes say, I heard from my Rebbeim, I don't remember which Rebbe, so I'm trying to be Mekayim this, but I don't remember which Rebbe taught me something, but I say it's not my own. I say over the name of my Rebbe. If I know the Rebbe, you should always try to say it over the exact name of the Rebbe that you heard it from. But when you heard it from your Rebbe, you heard it from his Rebbe, you heard it from his Rebbe, it's okay to say it over, Kol Shmaisa Dimisarma Bevei Tlos, if it's in a chain of multiple Rabbanim, it's acceptable to say, I heard it from my Rebbe, who heard it ultimately in the name of the Vilna Gaon. So, Kadmai Ubasrai, I mean, you say it over the name of who you heard it from. You can leave out the intermediary chain and only say it over then in the first person who said it. So, Ubasrai and Kadmai Amrinan. Mitzioi lo Amrinan. You don't have to mention over all the intermediate names. So, that's why our Mishnah said that Rabbi Eliezer heard the name of Yeshua ben Chananya. Even though there's a Yeshua bar Ma'amol in between, it's acceptable to leave out the intermediate members of the chain and only say the first person who you heard it from and the original person that it was said in their name. And this is a proof to that idea from our Mishnah. And Gemara says, Amar Nachman Yitzchak, I'll show you the same thing. I also heard the same thing. Because Amar Nachum Halablor, Nachum Halablu said the following, and it's going to be a chain of people, and he only mentions the first one and the last one. He says, Kach mikublani mi Rabbi Miyasha shekimo mayaba. I received this from Rabbi Miyasha, who heard it from Abba. It's not clear who Abba was. Some suggest that this Abba was Rabbi Shimon. In any event, he heard it from Abba, Shekibel min hazugos. He heard it from the Zugos. Who are the Zugos? So in Tosos, Diba Mas, Shimon Zugos, this is Hillel v'Shammai, the pairs that we have in Pirkei Avos, the Zugos of the great pairs of the Ab Beis Din and the Nasi. So, Kach Mekublani, Mirabi Yasha, Shekibel min Abba, who was Kibel min hazugos, Shekiblu min Anaviyim, Haloch l'Moshe v'Sinai, who heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, Haloch l'Moshe v'Sinai. The following din, Bizorea Sheves Vichardol, Bishnai Mishlosha Makomos. This is a din of peya that normally you give one peya for a field, but if the field is divided up into different materials, so you have part of the field that is being growing Sheves, which is a certain type of vegetable, like a dill, and part of it is growing chargal, which is mustard. So then, Shinosin peya, Mikol Echod Viechod, then you have to give a separate peya for each one. You can't give one payah for all of it. You have to give a payah for the Sheves and a payah for the Chartel. Others have a different gears over here. We're not interested in the din of payah. The Yerushalmi is doing payah right now and is really right up to this point in any event. So notice that he didn't say all of the people. He didn't say all of the intermediaries in the chain. Vilu Yoshua v'kolim lo kachoshev. He went straight from saying the Zugos to the Nevi'im without mentioning all the names of Yoshua and Kolev. And he just said, I heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is giving us another example of this idea that you mentioned the earlier one and you mentioned the later one, but you don't have to mention all the intermediaries. Shema Minah, here is another example of this. Now we go to the final mission of the Perek. Rabbi Akiva tells us, Omar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Danti Lifnei Rabbi Eliezer, I was learning in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya were two great Rabbeim of Rabbi Akiva. And he said, I was donning the following Kal V'Chomer in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Ma im etzem kisaora she'enu matami odem ba'ohel hanazi migaleach habagovi amaso. If you have a bone the size of a sora, which we said is matame, not ba'ohel, but is matame b'maga and maso, so certainly then revi is dam shu matame odem ba'ohel enu din she'enazi migaleach habagovi maso. So certainly, if you have a revi is dam, which is matame ba'ohel, so certainly the Nazir should have to go do a taglachas if he either is under the ohel or he comes into contact, maga or masa, with a revius of dam. So again, his kavachomer goes as follows. If a person has to have taglachas for maga and masa with etzem kisora, even though there is no tumas ohel, so certainly revius dam, which not only has maga and masa, but even has tumas ohel, certainly you should have to do a taglachas for coming into contact with Revius Dam, or coming under an Ohel with Revius Dam. So that's the Kavachomer that Rabbi Akiva was Dan Lefnei Rabbi Eliezer. So as Rabbi tells him, Omer Li, Rabbi Akiva said, Ma Ze Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer responded back to me and said, what are you talking about, Rabbi Akiva? I called him Akiva, he was his Talmud. Ain done in Kan mi Kavachomer. You can't do a Kavachomer over here. Now, he doesn't explain why not. The Gemara in a moment will explain why not. However, Rabbi Akiva then went to learn by his other Rabbi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ukshabasi, Vertzesi, Dvarim Lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. When I said the same Kavachomer in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Amali, Rabbi Yeshua responded to me and said, very good, I agree with you. Yofa Amarta, what you said is a very good Kavachomer. However, Ella, Kain Amru Halacha. But this is the Halacha that is Halacha Moshe Misinai, and therefore your Kavachomer can't be used. As we mentioned many times, a Kavachomer is something a person can don without having Kabbalah from his Rebbe. If it's a sound, airtight Kavachomer, so then that's a din d'oraisa. However, where we have either Psukim or we have Halacha Moshe Sinai that negates the Kavachomer, so then the Kavachomer can't be used. If you have Psukim, if you have a reason why you can't use the Kavachomer, even though the Kavachomer is a good Kavachomer, so then the Kavachomer falls away. Now, we turn to Nun Zayin Omid Aleph, and we conclude the parak. So the yes in the base Medrash, Yibayaluhu, when Yeshua said no, you're 100% right, your Kavachomer is good, but there's Halacha Moshe Misinai that tells us that it's not good, so then what exactly does this mean? Do we say Etzem Kisora is the Halacha Moshe Misinai, and Urevi Isdam was the Kavachomer, and therefore, being done in Kavachomer, Mealacha, and you can't learn out the Kavachomer from a Halacha Moshe Misinai. In other words, the din of Etzem Kisora is itself a Halacha Moshe Misinai, and therefore, even though you have a good Kavachomer from it, you can't learn out from a Halacha Moshe Misinai via Kavachomer. Or did Rabbi Yeshua answer him, Odilma, the Revi'ez Dam is the Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Etzem Kisora was the Kavachomer. And therefore, they ain't done in Kavachomer, Me'alocha. And that's why you can't learn out this din, because it's a Halacha Moshe Misinai based din. So which way is it? There are two possible explanations over here, that the Etzem Kisora was the Kavachomer, or the Etzem Kisora was the Halacha Moshe Misinai, and then vice versa, of course, for the Revi'ez Dam. So Gemara says, Toshma, look at the following brisa to get the answer. Etzem Kisora Halach. It tells us that the Etzem Kisora is a din Halach Lamosh Misinai, or Revi'ez Dam was the Kavachomer. And therefore, they ain't done in Kavachomer Halach. And the reason why you can't apply this Kavachomer is because you can't have a Kavachomer that is done from a Halacha Lamosh Misinai. With this, we conclude Hadron Lecha Koin Gadol, Hadron Lecha Koin Gadol, Hadron Lecha Perek Koin Gadol. And Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll start with the eighth Perek. If today's shiur was difficult, and I know parts of it certainly were, we'll have an opportunity to revisit all of this when we go through these mishnayos that we discussed today in the upcoming perek as well, and we'll have a chance to delve into it in a little bit more detail. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a great day.